Thank you for downloading Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine. This podcast series explores the latest findings in pulmonary, critical care, and sleep research as reported in the American Thoracic Society's American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. Hi, I'm Steve Crane, Executive Director of the American Thoracic Society, known more simply as the ATS. And here to explain the significance of an important new study is Dr. John Hefner, past president of ATS.
Thanks, Steve. Advances in critical care medicine during the last 30 years have allowed the early stabilization of patients with major medical, surgical, and trauma-related conditions, which in previous eras would have caused death within the first hours to days of patients' ICU stays. Unfortunately, despite these considerable advances in critical care services, many critically ill patients initially stabilize only to develop progressive failure of various of their organ systems, of which acute renal failure represents one of the most life-threatening of these complications. Although our ability to manage acute renal failure in the ICU with various modes of dialysis allows some of these patients to survive, up to 40% of patients with renal failure as a complication of critical illness will die. It is clear that we need greater understanding of the causes of renal failure in the ICU and more studies to determine how we can more effectively prevent it from occurring and treat patients once they show evidence of early renal insufficiency. All of these goals, however, are impeded by a lack of consensus as to the definition of renal failure in the ICU and the tests necessary to detect its occurrence. In fact, consensus does not even exist regarding the proper name we should use to call this important and life-threatening condition. And these impediments to learning more about renal failure in the ICU were the focus of an important international consensus conference that has been published online ahead of print publication in the American Thoracic Society's American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. The conference was jointly organized by the American Thoracic Society, European Respiratory Society, the European Society of Intensive Care Medicine, the Society of Critical Care Medicine, and the Société de Réanimation de Langue Française, which are the leading professional societies that guide research and promote better practices in critical care medicine around the world. And the participants in the conference represent the world's leading experts in critical care medicine. The group identified five categories of inquiry related to acute renal failure in advance of their meeting and listed under each of these categories specific questions that required international consensus. The first category addressed questions as to how we can identify acute renal failure and went on to emphasize the importance of using a common term for this condition. The consensus conference proposed adoption of the preferred terms of acute kidney insufficiency and acute kidney failure rather than the traditional term of acute renal failure, which was considered overly broad. This first category of inquiry also defined how kidney function should be evaluated in the ICU and proposed criteria for establishing the presence of acute kidney failure. In the subsequent categories of topics addressed, the consensus conference members proposed approaches to the prevention of acute kidney failure in general patients and also in patients with specific underlying critical conditions, the management of established acute kidney failure, and the evidence for benefit from various management approaches. We anticipate that this consensus conference report will redefine the field of critical care medicine, providing a common framework for approaching acute kidney insufficiency that will standardize the design of clinical investigations and promote better communication between investigators and clinicians alike. A similar consensus conference on sepsis 20 years ago standardized the terms we now use to define sepsis and revolutionized our approach to studying and managing sepsis-related conditions. We expect that the present conference will provide critical care physicians and investigators similar opportunities to improve the care and clinical outcomes of our patients in the ICU with acute renal insufficiency.
Thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine, an ATS podcast on newsworthy research published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. In addition to this series of podcasts, you'll find much more information related to critical illness, respiratory health, and sleep disorders in the patient education section of the ATS website, www.thoracic.org. I'm Steve Crane for Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine.